All right, folks, I don't know what's going on, but I don't see my camera working at all. I don't know if y'all can see me. Give me a thumbs up if you guys can see me. I'm doing this with a completely black camera. Give me a thumbs up if you guys can see me, please. I need a thumbs up if you guys can see me because I can't see myself. Okay, so no one's going to give me a thumbs up. You guys can't see me or you can see me? Can you guys see me? I'm asking if you can see me. You can see me, see me, see me. All right, I guess I'm going to do this. Wow, this is crazy. I can't see myself at all. This is nuts. Anyway, folks, let's get started then. This is nuts. I don't see myself at all, so maybe it's my computer, but I'm going to go for it. Not being able to, it's like looking in the reflect, it's like looking in a mirror and not seeing anything, you know, it's kind of weird. Kind of really weird. Anyway, folks, appeals court, pauses the $464 million judgment for Trump, and, appeals court gives Trump 10 more days and lowers the amount to $175 million. I got to fix this. This pisses me off. So, folks, this is so weird. It's like I'm doing this. Bring that over here, please. Sorry, folks. I got to. Yep. Can you put that up in there? All right. So now I'm going to be doing this a totally different way. I can see myself. All right, folks. Here we go. So. it got me off my beat here. I'm off rhythm now. This is crazy. All right. So, all right, folks, you can Venmo me D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, when the lights go out on Amazon and my mama's book, The Mexican Mix, I'm doing this ghetto style right now, folks, totally ghetto style. You know, it's really hard to wake up in the morning and when I had my routine with Axel and he's not there anymore. And it just, it's taking some getting used to. It's taking some getting used to not seeing him. And the whole dynamic in the house has changed as well. The whole dynamic with the cat, the bulldog, now they're like best friends. It's weird. It's weird. It's really strange, but it's life, right? It's life. I mean, you know, probably the last 2 months, 3 months, you know, he was retreating a lot into the backyard and, you know, where he used to always want to be around me. And then all of a sudden he just started retreating and hiding in the corner of the backyard. I knew, you know, it was time. It was time. So that's making me feel better. And I appreciate all you making me feel better too. Just want to say that. Folks, morning kick. Chuck Norris. What happened to Chuck Norris? Well, he's still kicking ass. He's still kicking ass. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made, and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. he did this just by making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner, and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Nino. Wah! By clicking on the link below the video, and it will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Nino. And click on the link in the description box below to watch the video. You won't believe how simple this is. It's really cool to see this guy still kicking ass, folks. That's all I can say. All right, folks. I got to man, this is just unbelievable what's going on with my computer right now. Unbelievable. No thanks. Get out of here. Yeah, so I have a completely black screen. Don't know what's going on. I thought at first it was YouTube, but you know, you never know these days, right? So I appreciate all of you that have stayed with me during this. I'm going to try to do this to the best of my ability with not being able to see myself. It's just darkness. Maybe it's looking into my soul. Maybe this computer is looking into my dark, dark soul. I don't know. Anyway, folks, Spotify, Nino's Corner, Telegram, Nino's Corner, Rumble, Nino's Corner, Getter, Nino's Corner, True Social, David Rodriguez Boxer, Instagram, Nino's Truth. Now, I just did a live on my Instagram saying that, you know, it's completely a dead account. The David Nino Rodriguez Boxer account, which is so long anyway, is so heavily banned. It's unbelievable. Thanks for the super chats, by the way. So I guess Nino's Truth is where I'm going to start laying things down. So go to Nino's Truth. It has a it has a blue check mark. That means I'm important. It means that Nino's Truth is important. Such a bullshit. Oh, boy. Ex-Nino Boxer, PatriotWear.com, being right there, PatriotWear.com, Nino's Corner.tv, fire. I got 107 up there. I got a doubleheader for 107. He called me the night of the bombings when the bombers were flying into Ukraine. He called me 2 hours before they were even going to go. So you're telling me about major intel. So, he was right. And they basically further bombed them into the Stone Ages. So he called me. He called me about 2 hours before the bombers even took off. And we talked about it. We did a video. That's on ninoscorner.tv. I got Mike King up there right now talking about Biden. Is Biden part of the operation? Folks, I don't know, man. I mean, I look at this shit and I take it with a grain of salt, but I know what I'm looking at. Have you guys seen the Kate Middleton video? Have you seen all the discrepancies in that? Have you seen that? The bench, the whole thing, the ring on the finger. Folks, these are small comms if you're paying attention. And I got to tell you, a blind man can see these. I just posted it up on my ex account, Nino Boxer. You could also go to my Telegram, Nino's Corner. So Mike King talking about Biden being, is he part of the operation? I'm asking the question. I don't know. I know that it's hard to believe it's him. That's all I can say. David Snedeker is coming up next. I got Scott Bennett. I got General Flynn today, General Flynn. And I have the General's Tent will be Mike King and David Snedeker for April. May will be Juanito's coming back on in May to take questions. And let me tell you, folks, talk all the shit you want. I don't really give a fuck. All right. You might want to turn it down or turn it up, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. I'm looking at a black screen. It's like your heart, David. The screen is like your heart, pero it's black. But you're negro, David. Your heart is negro, David. David, your heart is black, okay? Your heart is black. You got to work on it. You got to work on it, David. All right, folks. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah. Let's go. I bring it in the morning. I bring it every morning. You know I do. Who else gets you going in the morning? Like some Nino in your coffee. With your coffee. Not Nino in your coffee. Rosemary Hernandez, gracias. Gracias, Rosemary Hernandez. Thank you very much. All right, folks, let's get into this. When you understand who's truly behind all of this, who's really behind all of it, it's really simple to figure out the next steps. As you hear these massacres and attacks by ISIS, woo, ISIS, folks. And other groups that they blame. Understand, we're all fighting one common enemy. And we all know who it is. sometimes you got to look in the mirror. And folks, I'm doing this very, you know, the charades, the mime thing, that you got to pick up what I'm laying down here. Sometimes you got to look in the mirror and realize who's behind this. Look no further. Sometimes the bad guys in the drama action film are not who you think, and it was you the whole time. So as ISIS is blamed by our MSM media, in which they will continue to perpetuate till the news anchors are blue in the face. They're going to be blue in the face. Putin's crazy. He's nuts. He's a madman. Whatever they got to do. Whatever they got to do. So where does this leave America? We saw the horror of what happened in Moscow. We saw it. I've seen videos. It's absolutely unbelievable to see people running for their lives, screaming, crying. What do you do? I mean, I know some. Have you guys seen these videos? They're all over the internet. I tried to post them on X, and I think they stopped it. But horrific, absolutely horrific videos. So where does this leave America if we are the the bad guys, right? I'm going to say that as we go further into 2024, it looks like much worse could happen here. I'm just saying that. A thousandfold worse, okay? And the blame will go to Hamas or ISIS. Why? Because the southern border is wide open. So everybody's coming here, folks. Everybody. And how easy to point the finger. But I'm guessing my audience is too smart for that. I know you're too smart for that. So, you know, I'm really starting to adopt the fact that we could be living in a simulation. You know, I've done some psychedelics, and I'm not going to shy away from that. I've done them. I've seen the simulation, and I think God is the master engineer. Everything's math. Everything's mathematical, and I believe that everything inside this simulation that's happening right now within this matrix. Once you step outside it and can see it, it's like they're trying to trap us here, okay? They're trying to trap it. Call me crazy. Call me crazy. I don't care. I don't care. But whatever this low vibrational, third dimensional reality is, they're trying to keep us here by keeping us in fear and constantly distracted. I don't know why I just went off on that tangent. I have no idea why, but it makes sense to me, okay? I don't know where I just went with that, but I just... All right. So new reports that Russia bombed Ukraine intel headquarters in Kiev with hypersonics and turned it into a pile of rubble. So they're bombing Ukraine further into the Stone Ages. Vlad vows revenge. Vladimir Putin says Moscow concert hall gunmen who killed 133, you know, you got to think about these numbers. Tried to flee Ukraine despite ISIS claiming terror attack. The Russian president, 71, addressed the nation and promised his people he would punish those responsible for the massacre. ISIS-K, a brutal splinter cell of the death cult, has claimed responsibility for the savage attack. Of course they did, right? Look over there. Look over here, not over there. They fired a salvo of machine guns into crowds of people as they ran for their lives, killing men, women, and children. Thank you, Heather Critch. The building was left with a collapsed roof after the terrorists started an inferno, which ripped through the structure, trapping many civilians inside it. So that's how they did it. They started an inferno. I don't know what's going on with my computer. Maybe I need to take it to the geek squad at the Best Buy and get it worked on, because this is pissing me off. The building was left with a collapsed roof after the terrorists started an inferno, which ripped through the structure, trapping many civilians inside. Russia claims it had already arrested the four suspected shooters and at least seven others in connection with the attack. Yet the Kremlin seems to already turning out claims and seeking to shift blame onto Ukraine. You really think Putin just doesn't know? He's just like, wow, it was ISIS. I got to go after ISIS. You don't think he knows? So they caught these guys trying to escape, flee the border. I got to be careful how I talk about this. The suspect, Russia says, are behind ISIS concert hall massacre in Moscow as bloody aftermath is laid. And I've seen these photographs of them laying there. It looks like they're being tortured. Russian law enforcement have reportedly made arrests for suspects in the Crocus concert hall massacre in Moscow. They also revealed pictures and names of four suspects as the death toll rose. And it's rising. I think more people, there's so many that are injured. I think, what is it, 500 that are injured? The condition of 44 survivors, including two children, is described as serious, while that of 16 other victims, including one child, is extremely serious. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack, which was the deadliest in Russia in years, and left the 6,000 capacity concert hall in Krasnogorsky, outside Moscow, in flames with a collapsed roof. 11 people have been detained following the horrific massacre. The head of the Russia's Federal Security Service told Vladimir Putin on Saturday, according to Russian state news agency. Putin says gunmen who raided Moscow concert hall tried to escape into Ukraine. So they tried to flee into Ukraine. Why would ISIS do that? I don't know. Who knows? Kiev denies involvement. So Moscow, Russian authorities arrested the four men suspected of carrying out the attack on a suburban Moscow concert hall that killed at least 133 people. President Vladimir Putin said Saturday during an address to the nation, he claimed they were captured while fleeing into Ukraine. So they were captured. Putin didn't mention ISIS in his speech, said Kiev accused him and other Russian politicians of falsely linking Ukraine to the assault in order to stoke fervor in Russia's war in Ukraine, which recently entered its third year. And let me tell you, folks, from what Juanito is saying, shit's about to get real. And let me just put a little warning out there for you guys. Prepare. Buy your gold and silver, get food. There's My Patriot Supply down below. Get buckets of food that you can put down and can store on your shelf. And also, with the way the climate is, now I'm not going to say anything's going to happen on the solar eclipse. In my opinion, I don't think anything is, but you never know. You never know. But that could lower our defenses later down the line for something to happen, if you know what I mean. If they build something up with a lot of hype, saying this can happen, that can happen, the next time you're not going to listen. Are you getting what I'm saying? Especially if this fails, like Y2K. Folks, please hit the like button for me. Hit the like button. We only got 980 likes. Let's get it up to at least 5,000 likes. Please hit the like button for me. Pop, 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 pop. Just hit the button. So I would stay away right now if I were you, and if you have kids, stay away from, I don't know, huge public gatherings. I don't know. Spring festivals, summer festivals. Sit this one out, folks. That's all I'm saying. Is it so bad to just hang out with the family? We did it in 2020. Maybe you should do it again. Just this year. It's a hot, hot year. And I would just stay away from mass gatherings. That's just my two cents that can go a long way. Russian troops hack off Moscow attack suspect's ear and feeds it to him. I guess he wasn't hearing too well out of it. Wow, man, my computer's doing some crazy stuff right now. I don't know what's going on. This is so bizarre. So graphic and disturbing footage shows the moment of a suspect of Moscow terrorist is captured and mutilated while fleeing towards the Ukraine border. The footage, which has not been independently verified, shows a suspect pinned to the ground by armed Russian troops who cut off part of his ear with a small knife. They then force the severed ear into his mouth and attempt to make him swallow it. The alleged terrorist is also struck in the face and later appears heavily bandaged. Oh, poor guy. Gee, what did he do to deserve that? Where's all the liberals out there? Oh my God, that's just so heinous. That's so terrible. That's awful. Why would you do such a heinous act to somebody? That's just wrong. Oh my gosh, what is wrong with you? It's so bad. What did you do to deserve that? The detained suspect appears to give his name as Regzip Alzolde and is believed to be from Tajikistan. How do you say it? Tajikistan. Okay, that's not Chinese, but what is that? What is Tajikistan? Someone help me out there. Someone put it in here. Tajikistan. So Poland activates Air Force as Western Ukraine and Kiev come under massive Russian attack. Ukraine's capital of Kiev and the western region of Lviv have come under a massive Russian air attack, officials have said, and Polish forces have also been placed on heightened readiness. Russia and Ukraine have been engaged in a series of deadly aerial attacks, with Sunday's early morning strikes coming a day after the Russian military said it had seized the Ukrainian village of Ervedesigirgi, I don't know, west of Bakhmut. I feel like as long as I say this shit, these words, with like some kind of like, I don't know, accent, like maybe it's more believable that I can't read. Just saying. Maybe you guys will be like, all right, well, at least he's trying. At least he's trying to make it sound realistic. So I'm going to keep doing it. A militant attack on Moscow's concert hall on Friday that killed at least 133 people has also become a new flashpoint between the two countries, with President Vladimir Putin seeking to the Kiev to the attack. Ukraine has denied involvement, and the Islamic State has claimed responsibility. So Ukraine's like, dude, it's not us. What the fuck? And ISIS is like, hey, over here, bro. It's us. Come on. What the fuck? This is so insane. So you have one group saying, hey, what the fuck, man? It's us. We're the ones who did it. What the fuck is going on? And then you got the other one saying, dude, it's not us. What's your fucking deal? I don't know. What am I reading? What the fuck? They're at war, and they're like, well, it wasn't me. Does this any of this even make sense to any of you? To me, it's like, what the fuck? This is like what the fuck news all over. Dale Roberts, thank you. Just fucking, I can't even believe this shit that I'm reading. And that's why I read it the way I do. Because it deserves to be read this way. It really deserves to be read this way. I don't know what you all think. I mean, do you like the serious news? Do you like people? Do you like your anchors to bring you the news in this manner? Because I think they're full of shit. And I don't like it. And I think you all deserve to have the news read to you the way it is, which is Russians lower flags in mourning. Suspects charged in deadly concert hall attacks. Russian lowered flags in half-mast. See, I said that right. It is half-mast. A lot of you on here are saying, yeah, you didn't say that right. It's not half-mast. Look, I don't know. I was never in the military, so I don't know. Hey. Russia lowered flags at half-mast for a day of mourning and charged four men it accused of gunning down scores of people at a concert outside Moscow on Friday night in the deadliest attack inside Russia for two decades. President Vladimir Putin declared Sunday a national day of mourning after pledging to punish all those behind the attack, in which 137 people were killed, including three children, and 182 were injured. Over 100 people remained in the hospital, some of them in serious condition. Video footage showed a somber-looking Putin lighting a candle at a church at his residence outside Moscow on Sunday evening to honor those who died. Earlier on Sunday, people laid flowers at Kroger City Hall, the 6,200-seat concert hall outside Moscow, where four armed men burst in just before Soviet-era rock group Picnic was... Is that the name of the rock group, Picnic? Is that really... Tell me that's not the name of it. Picnic? Is that really the name of the group that was performing? Was anything but a picnic. Was it no picnic that I've ever been to? To perform its hit already... its hit song, Afraid of Nothing. Oh, wow, there's so much irony here. It's blowing my mind. So the group Picnic, performing its song, Afraid of Nothing. The irony. The men fired their automatic weapons in short bursts at civilians who fell screaming. Could you imagine you're at a movie theater? You're just wherever, right? You're just with your family. And could you imagine the horror of hearing like just echoing through the center or wherever you're at? That's why it's good when people conceal and carry in America. This is the reason. This is why a good guy with a gun, if you know you're next to somebody, or if you have a gun, you're like, well, get my family down. I'm putting them down. I'm going bop, bop. And if you're a good shot, you just wait for that son of a bitch to come in and bam. Yeah. China attacks Philippine ship, injures crew in latest escalation. In the latest escalation of South China Sea standoff. Thank you very much, Seth Amundsen. Chinese ships blasted water cannons at ships in Manila. The thriller in Manila, motherfucker. Manila's latest resupply mission to the South China Sea outpost on 2nd Thomas Shoal today, resulting in an unspecified number of injuries and heavy damage on board one of the Philippine vessels. The resupply mission was publicly revealed by the armed forces of the Philippines as soon as the civilian contracted on Friday. Philippine Navy operated a resupply boat from Taiwan. It says Taiwan. In a move to provide transparency on the upcoming Chinese harassment. Along the Philippine Coast Guard escorts BRP Sindagan and the BRP Cobra. It was also revealed in the same press statement that two unspecified Philippine Navy vessels were deployed. So it's heating up. It's really heating up in off China coast at the Philippines. So Taiwan, you look like you're in trouble. Okay, it's a big trouble. We're not playing around no more. We want Taiwan. This is going to get crazy. This is all going to heat up. I think this is all going to heat up this year. I have no doubt. I have to keep messing with the mouse because my screen is black. Oh, boy. I'm going to take it to the Geek Squad, and I'm going to see if the geeks can live up to their name. Fannie Willis issues warning to Trump after surviving disqualification. So Fannie Willis is mad. Fannie Willis embattled Fulton County District Attorney. Fannie Willis said that her election interference case against former President Donald Trump will continue and that her office hasn't been delayed by proceedings regarding her relationship with her former top prosecutor. So she's going to continue fighting. She's going to continue fighting the good fight, motherfucker. I don't feel like we have been shown down at all, Miss Willis said, told CNN in an interview Saturday. Her first comment since a judge earlier this month ruled that she doesn't need to be disqualified. I think there are efforts to slow down the train, but the train is coming, she says. Yeah, the train coming on you. I hear a lot more is coming. I don't know. Those are whispers in the community. I don't know. In the case, Mr. T and more than a dozen other co-defendants faced charges in relation to alleged attempts to illegally overturn It's so hard to even read this, to illegally overturn something that was illegal.
Oh, boy.
Ms. Willis spoke just days after the same judge, Scott McAfee, allowed attorneys from the former president and other co-defendants to appeal his ruling for a review. The judge ordered that the district attorney either needs to step down from the case or fire her former special prosecutor, Nathan Wade, who later resigned and allowed her to remain. Defense lawyer has alleged that Ms. Willis engaged in the relationship with Mr. Wade, which the two confirmed in a February court hearing, and financially benefited from the arrangement. However, the two denied the latter allegations, although a number of questions still remain, namely about the timing of their relationship, folks. But she coming after Trump. She gonna get Trump. Oh, yeah. She gonna be all over him like gravy on biscuits. It's coming. And when I say it's coming, I'm going to say there's probably more obstacles that are going to come to Miss Fannie Willis if I'm right. Let's see if I'm right. I bet you more stuff's going to hit Fannie than hits Mr. T. Just my opinion. I don't know, but that's just my hunch. Just a thought. White House blames Republicans, Texas Governor Abbott, after migrants attack guard members and storm the border. The White House on Friday blamed Republicans and Texas Governor Greg Abbott when asked about the reaction to the chaotic scene a day earlier, when more than 100 migrants were filmed bursting through razor wire along the southern border to get into Texas. So we're supposed to feel sorry for them, that they just said they had enough and they just decided to come through the razor wire and they got all cut up. Whose fault is that? I'm just wondering. I don't know. Maybe theirs. What does President Biden think should happen to adult men who are assaulting and overpowering U.S. National Guardsmen? Fox News White House correspondent Peter Ducey asked Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. She said the Biden administration was grateful that U.S. Border Patrol agents were able to get the situation under control in El Paso, Texas, here, before blaming Abbott for his hardline border policy. You got to just let him in. Don't you know? This is cruel. Our tax dollars, we have to just let everyone in all over, by the way, not just Mexico, all over the world. Let them in to strain our resources and strain our infrastructure. And, you know, all our tax dollars goes to them, to feeding them, ultimately breaking America, killing the middle class. Just let them in. You got to feel sorry for them. They were able to do their job, even though Republicans, Governor Abbott in particular, has made it difficult for them, she said. You have a governor, Governor Abbott, who is politicizing it. Oh, gosh. Aren't you all just ready for this shit show to be over so we can get on with our lives? Just so we can get on with our lives. If you listen to and I'm going to be talking to General Flynn today. Actually, his assistant's calling me right now. Obviously, they don't know that I'm on a morning show. I'm on a morning show, guys. Anyway, and I know you're calling. I'll call you right back. That this is going to be a way of life from here, folks. This is the way life is going to be. Life has now changed forever. America is not going to be apple pie and baseball. America now is fifth generation war, apparently. Allegedly. And the more you let in with that kind of criminal mindset, different morals, I'm telling you, folks. We are in some serious trouble, and I don't know how long this cleanup's going to take, but just be ready. Be ready, because it's about to get real, and it's going to start, in my opinion, this shit's going to kick off probably after the eclipse. I don't know. Maybe a month, 2 months later. I don't know. MS-13 leader, one of FBI's most wanted fugitives, arrested at California-Mexico border. So MS-13, a senior leader of the MS-13 street gang, who was one of the FBI's most wanted gang fugitives, was quietly arrested earlier this month at the California-Mexico border on narco-terrorism charges, authorities said. Freddy Ivan Andres Parada, 48. Pero he's 48 and he's still part of the gang, I say. This is my clica, my raza, homes. Also known as Lucky de la Parque. Also known as Lucky. It doesn't seem so lucky right now. Was taken into custody on March 7th by federal authorities at the San Ysidro Port of Entry in San Diego County. Sources told the Times federal officials did not disclose any details about the arrest. Just to give you some insight on who's coming here, right? You got to be nice to them. When they push through the National Guard, you need to stop and say, hey, what's wrong with you? Can't we all just get along? Come on in. I'll buy you a drink. Andres Parada's apprehension, first reported by Court Watch, comes more than 3 years after the indictment in December 2020. Terrorism offense relating to the direction of MS-13's criminal activities in the U.S. Criminal activities in the U.S. Terrorist letting these people in. Let me say that again. Criminal activities in the U.S. El Salvador, Honduras, and Mexico for nearly two decades, according to federal court documents. He is a member of MS-13's leadership council. Oh, they have a leadership council. Initially known as the 12 Apostles of the Devil. That's sounds so nice. Someone you want to invite over to your house for dinner and introduce to your parents. Mom, this is Andres Parada. He's one of the 12 Apostles of Satan. And he's just here in our country to just find work. So that's probably how the liberals look at it. They're, he's just here to work. He's here to come. You'll see him at Home Depot. Okay. He's one of the 12 disciples of Satan, but he's just here to get a job. I mean, that's what he's here to do. And Satan needs to work. Don't you know that? Satan needs to make money. Allegedly, a drone, and I saw this on an article, and it says a drone accidentally discovers secret migrant camp at a U.S. airport. God. Oh, boy. Someone's flying their drone, and they're, like, flying over migrant camps, and they're like, oh, look at this. This is allegedly. I have to say it's allegedly. Someone who sent a drone over an airfield in Brooklyn, New York, discovered a massive migrant camp. Oh, boy. They're just everywhere. Oh, man. This is so fucked. I don't even know how to, like... That's why I read the news the way I do. Just saying. Michigan lawyer Stephanie Lambert turning herself in, strip search, and indicted on 4 felony court counts for submitting evidence. She submitted evidence on... of election, you know what? So... She was submitting evidence, and she gets arrested. She gets arrested for this. Like I said, this is how I'm reading the news. This is legit news. Like, this is what I'm reading. So she submits evidence, and they arrest her. So, wow. Okay, wow. Anyway, Donald Trump Jr. wants a fighter to serve as Trump's VP, someone who could take those hits. Look no further than Sancho. I do not know why you just do not call me out by my name, Sancho. Pero Trump can be my vice president. I will not be vice president. I will decline the offer. I only want to be president because I take no shit. And I will get the job done a lot faster. Sorry. I don't play around with this bullshit. Okay? I don't fuck around. I take care of fucking problems. And the problem right now is Biden. And the problem is also Mr. O, which I cannot say on YouTube. But on YouTube, sometimes I dance around a little bit. All right. Donald Trump Jr. is on the search for a fighter to run alongside his father, former President Donald Trump, in the 2024 race for the White House, highlighting the importance of the vice presidential role. Trump Jr. who is lobbying his father to choose a running mate who is willing to take on district challenges, told the New York Post that the position needs someone who can date the political thugs. I know a little bit about that. Pero, please give me a call. Call me after 5 p.m. I'll be here. Otherwise, I will be with my women. A lot of women. And I will not be vice president. I will only be president. That's just it. That's no more than that. Okay, so fuck off. All right. The media will have you believe Joe Biden leads Donald Trump in 8 polls, folks. President Joe Biden leads former President Donald Trump in a contest between the two candidates, according to 8 recent polls. Can you believe this? Oh, wow. I got the polls, too. I found the polls. I found exactly which polls they are. Wait till I read these polls. So on March 12th, Biden and Trump each won a series of primary elections to become their party's presumptive presidential nominees. This focused attention on how likely presidential election between the two rivals would play out. A mainstream research Florida Atlantic survey of 1,053 American adults conducted between March 15th and 17th found that among likely voters, 47% would vote for Biden. Oh, boy. If the election for president were held today against 45% for Trump, so he would just lose. So, yeah, that's it. That's just too bad. But if it was Nikki Haley, she would win. Nikki Haley would win, but Trump wouldn't. Ron DeSantis would win. Vivek Ramaswamy would win. But nah, Trump could beat them by double digits. But gosh darn it, Trump just can't beat Biden. He's just not able to beat Biden. But I found the polls. I found the polls in which it's so weird looking at a black screen. This is fucking, it means I have a black soul. I have a black heart. Come on, get the likes up. I'm doing this with no, I can't see what I'm doing. I'm doing this blindfolded. Give me some likes if you like what I'm doing blindfolded here, because I can't see me at all. So I was able to get a hold of the actual polls. Hit the like button. So I was able to get a hold of the actual polls where Biden is leading, folks. So here they are. First poll that he's leading in is the Snow White and Seven Dwarfs poll. Second poll, Unicorns in Funky Rainbow Land poll. Third poll, Cinderella and Her Glass Slipper poll. Fourth poll, Bob Ross Happy Trees poll. Next one, Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre Chronic poll. Next poll, Donald and Daffy Duck poll. Next poll, SpongeBob SquarePants poll. And last, Pee Wee Herman's poll. I don't know. Pee Wee Herman's passed. Huh? He's not even around anymore. RFK Jr. activating a whole new kind of political donor. I can't figure this guy out. I want to like him. I like his little workouts he does on Instagram. I really want to like this guy. Who's he going to take votes from? I guess Biden more than Trump. I don't know. Could you imagine if Trump picked him as VP? Then I'd have to like him. But I just feel like he's not. So I'm kind of like, eh. Like, I don't know what to think of this guy. He's more liberal than anything. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s independent presidential bid is largely powered by a wave of new donors who aren't political, or at least haven't been in years. Kennedy's deep ties with anti-this and environmental activism coupled, that's the little bit of strychnine that poisons the recipe right there for me. He thinks it's too hot outside. It's just too hot on this planet and we need to fix it. Sorry, buddy, that right there when I read it, I just can't get behind you. All right. Oh, he says it's just too hot. And he used to hang out with Epstein. Fuck this. I'm not going to even read it. Solar eclipse could cause mass chaos at hundreds of airports due to disruption. Really? Because I thought planes could fly at night. I don't know. Air travel could be disrupted from April 7th through April 10th. The FAA warned. How many solar eclipses have I seen in my life? I don't know. Over 10, I would imagine. But this one's special, folks. The federal. How do you guys like my my liberal voice today? It's in full fucking full out whatever. The Federal Aviation Administration FAA issued a warning on Thursday about potential disruptions in air travel. I don't think you want to get on a plane. I'm not. Surrounding the upcoming total solar eclipse, a total eclipse of the heart on April 8th. The celestial event set to cast a path of totality across 13 states is anticipated to impact air travel operations before, during, and after the eclipse. And if you see what's happening to airplanes lately, I don't think any of you want to fly, do you? I don't. Oh, man. Smoking engines, fucking windows flying off. I don't know. Tires flying off. Engines blowing up. I think I'll sit this one out, too. A total solar eclipse occurs when the new moon passes directly in front of the sun, completing blocking out sunlight and casting the moon's shadow on the surface of the Earth. The most recent total solar eclipse to happen on America's soil was the Great American Eclipse in 2017. I didn't see any fucking planes go down then, okay? Why all of a sudden? I don't know. You know, obviously, something's in the works, man. I mean, a blind man can see this. Could we get another New Madrid earthquake? I don't know. Alaskan Airlines flight 1282 passengers receive FBI letter identifying them as victims of a possible crime. Passengers of the Alaska Airlines flight that was forced to make an emergency landing when a door panel blew off midair have received a letter from the FBI identifying them as victims of a possible crime. You think? You think? I don't know. I mean, fuck that. Oh, boy. Just like, you know, life is hard already. Like, none of us need to be on a fucking plane with the engine blowing up. I just don't think it's worth it. I don't know. I think I'm just going to drive everywhere. I'd rather drive and know I'm at least on the ground. Well, but statistically, David, more you get in more car accidents. Whatever. Attorney Mark Lindquist, who represents passengers on the flight in litigation against Boeing and Alaska Airlines, shared the letter in the department of NBC News. So, I'm contacting you because we have identified you as a possible victim of a crime. A victim specialist with the FBI's Seattle division wrote in a letter. The specialist says that the FBI launched a criminal investigation into the incident, which can be a lengthy undertaking, adding that the agency can't tell the passengers about its progress at this time. You think any of these people are going to fly again? I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, it's kind of like those surfers. Yeah, dude, fucking shark took off my arm, bro, but I'm fucking still going out there, man. I don't give a fuck. Nothing's going to keep me away from the waves. But you lost your arm to a great white. I mean, you're lucky. Yeah, but dude, they don't usually attack people, bro. Oh, boy. Some nervous travelers are changing their flights to avoid Boeing airplanes, you think? One nervous traveler touches the outside of the airplane while boarding and prays before its takeoff. Another brings anti-anxiety medication. A third has been watching YouTube videos narrated by pilots to understand what happens during flights. Such rituals have helped anxious flyers overcome their fear of flying, but in recent months, several travelers said news of issues on Boeing planes have made these strategies insufficient and has threatened their ability to walk down the jetway. So they have come up with a new plan. Avoid flying on a Boeing aircraft. Take a fucking hot air balloon. Take a boat. I don't know. Drive. This is going to hurt the industry, folks, but I feel like maybe somehow this is all engineered. Because you know what I think, folks? The whole system's coming down. All right, they bet. They bet. Kate-spiracy. Let's talk about Kate Middleton. The double cancer blow to Kate and King Charles leaves Britain's royal family depleted and strained. If you've seen Juan's video on ninoscorner.tv, get your butts over. It's the only real news. I mean, eat the meat and throw away the bones. You may not like some of my guests. You may love some of them and hate others. I don't know, but at least I bring it all to you. But we talk about this. We talk about this extensively in one of the videos on ninoscorner.tv. The Princess of Wales' disclosure that she has cancer and will take time off to recover leaves the ranks of working royals depleted and strains a monarchy that King Charles III has sought to slim down. Kate's announcement on Friday prompted an outpouring of goodwill toward her and the royal family that's now facing two serious health crises. Some of the local media frenzy that has twirled in the princess' absence from public view may now step away. Look, if you go to my Twitter, there's so many videos out there right now with Kate Middleton, it doesn't add up. The bench, why is one side of the bench different than the other side? Makes no sense to me. Why is her sweater, her ring? Are they doing this on purpose? Because looks like it. I don't think they could be that careful. They could be that careless. All right, folks, let's get to what the fuck news. Logan Paul. Now, this guy and Jake Paul, and I'll say it out loud, they're jokes. No matter how much they want to believe they can fight, they cannot. I'm a real fighter. I know what real fighters look like. But I got to give them credit. They're making the most out of their social media circus and shitting all over boxing, the sport that I love my entire life. To watch someone just take my sport and wipe their ass with it is really heartbreaking. But it's been happening for a while, so whatever. Logan Paul. Jake's still concerned over Floyd Mayweather's threat. So apparently he's using 24-hour security to this day. It's been nearly 3 years since Floyd Mayweather threatened to kill Jake Paul. But Logan Paul says his little brother is still taking the remarks seriously, employing 24-hour security to this day. I've heard Floyd Mayweather is serious business. Now, that's just what I've heard through other people. You know, we had the same cut man. Floyd Mayweather's cut man was my cut man, Rafael Garcia. And he was like I love that old man. He passed away recently. Not recently. I guess he passed away. When did he pass away? It's been a few years. I got to say goodbye to him at the hospital. It was tough, man. That was a tough loss. That was another tough loss is when Rafael Garcia died. I don't know if you guys remember him. He used to have all the pins on his hat. Anyway. He would tell me stories that these guys were strictly business. Like they didn't fuck around. Logan first explained to TMZ Sports back in 2021 that he and Jake were afraid Mayweather was being for real when he exclaimed, "I'll kill you, motherfucker," to the younger Paul following the now famous gotcha hat encounter in Miami. In a recent interview in Graham Bersinger, Logan said that his brother is still so concerned over those words. He's making sure a guard watches his back at all times. Jake has not been without a security guard since that moment, Logan said in a sit-down chat. Logan said his mother's main worry was all the connections Floyd has. Oh, his brother's main worry. I'm sure his mom's worried too. His brother's main worry was all the connections Floyd has in Miami, alleging he's got goons who would kill a man for $200. A lot of people will kill for that amount, folks, just letting you know. And they're all coming here through the border. Jake has not been without a security guard since that moment, Logan said in a sit-down chat. The two didn't have any real issues. However, in the wake of the 21 incident, at least that was the case until 2023 when they both attended the Heat game in Miami. So, folks, I got to split. General Flynn's secretary calling me right now. I got to call her back. But anyway, Logan also talked to Bersinger about potentially fighting Floyd again. saying actually he offered him a rematch of their 21 bout in 2022 in short notice, but Logan said he didn't take it knowing he'd need more time to prep. As for if the guys ever got in the ring again, Logan was confident he'd come out with a win. No, you wouldn't. And even if you did, it's an old Mayweather. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how this happened in boxing, man. I don't know how this happened. Mike Tyson fighting Jake Paul. I almost feel Jake Paul can beat him. Mike Tyson was losing to B-minus fighters in his late 30s. Now he's 60. What do you think is going to happen, folks? I mean, I think Jake Paul's about a C-minus, D-plus fighter. He'll never get it. He'll just keep cherry picking all the, making lateral moves, pulling out MMA guy. I mean, it's bleh. That's where I feel my sport right now. Bleh. Boxing. All right, folks, I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, folks. I hope this improves. I hope my screen comes back. I don't know what the hell's going on here. All right, folks, I'm out. Later. Please like, share, and subscribe. Help me out. Later.